This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki briefs heads of diplomatic missions and ambassadors in Nepal on country's latest situation. Prime Minister says government's full focus is on conducting free and fair elections. CPN-UML decides to hold its 11th General Convention in Pokhara between December 13 and 15. Ministry of Communication and Information Technology holds discussions with Gen Z youth representatives on good governance, digital transformation and youth engagement. Undefeated Nepal clinches ICC T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier title. Defeats Somao by 124 runs. And Donald Trump warns US may go in and kill Hamas if attacks continue. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Sushila Karki stated that the current government will peacefully transfer power to an elected government within 6 months. Prime Minister Karki made this remark during a detailed briefing held on Friday at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Simhadarbar, addressing ambassadors, diplomats and representatives of development partner organizations based in Kathmandu. The briefing covered the country's political situation, upcoming elections, good governance and international partnerships. Prime Minister Karki, also Foreign Affairs Minister, highlighted the rapid political changes following the Gen Z movement, noting its challenges and opportunities. Speakers called it a historic turning point in Nepal's democracy, urging reflection on limited progress since the new constitution and stressing that people's legitimate aspirations must be addressed. The CPN-UML has decided to hold its 11th General Convention in Pokhara between December 13 and 15. The party's Central Committee meeting, which was held from Wednesday to today, finalized the date for the convention, according to Rajendra Gautam, head of the CPN-UML's publicity department. During the meeting, CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli presented a political report that included the proposed dates for the general convention. Likewise, the Central Committee reaffirmed that parliamentary reinstatement is essential and decided to collaborate with all pro-constitution and democracy forces. They resolved to mobilize public support with a Supreme Court case already filed. The committee also confirmed CPN-UML's participation in upcoming elections, stressing the need for a conducive environment provided by the government. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has gathered suggestions from Gen Z youth representatives from the tech sector on topics such as good governance, digital transformation, the digital economy, promotion of emerging technologies and youth engagement. During a discussion held at the Ministry today, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said youth tech sector suggestions are vital for improving good governance and technology use, reflecting key concerns from the recent Gen Z movement. Minister Kharel emphasized technology's vital role in disasters, highlighting early warning systems that save lives and property, and stressed its importance in advancing education, health, agriculture and infrastructure. Communication Secretary Radhika Arial said the ministry is progressing with technology development plans and will incorporate valuable youth suggestions. Gen Z tech representatives emphasized the need for better use of infrastructure to promote good governance and a corruption-free society, urging expanded technology use, nationwide mobile coverage, improved internet services, enhanced Nepal Telecom organization, data center development and revival of programs like Hello Sarkar to strengthen citizen engagement. The Election Commission and the Indigenous Nationalities Commission, INC, submitted their annual reports for the fiscal year 2024-25 to President Ramchandra Portal at a ceremony held at the office of the President in Chitalimas on Friday. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari and INC Chairperson Ram Bahadur Thapa Magar presented their respective reports to the head of the state during the event. In today's meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee, members continue to share their views on the upcoming Special General Convention and other current issues. Speaking at the meeting, which began on the 14th of October at the party headquarters in Sanipa, central members urged the acting president to begin preparations to hold the General Convention on time. The meeting will resume tomorrow at 1 p.m. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pani chinta kina garne.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line.
Jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai.
Call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajile.
नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू करना #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has approved the master plan for the TU Cricket Stadium, designating it as a national pride project. The plan proposed by Urban Development Minister Kulman Ghising and endorsed at Thursday's cabinet meeting outlines Nepal's first international cricket stadium, estimated to cost 10 billion rupees. In a recent site inspection, Minister Ghising expressed confidence that the project will promote international sports and tourism. Now a sports update. Nepal has clinched the ICC T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier title by remaining unbeaten throughout the tournament held in Oman. In the final Super 6 match this evening, Nepal defeated Samoa by 124 runs despite playing all 20 overs. Samoa scored only 87 runs with loss of 7 wickets. Batting first after losing the toss, Nepal posted a target of 212 runs thanks to the half-centuries from opener Ashif Sheikh and all-rounder Dipendra Singh Aidi. Ashif contributed 69 runs from 41 balls and Dipendra scored 53 runs out of 33 balls. Nepal, Oman and UAE had already qualified for the upcoming T20 World Cup. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday warned that the United States may be forced to take military action against Hamas if the group continues targeting civilians in Gaza. Trump posted on Truth Social, "If Hamas continues to kill people in Gaza, which was not the deal, U.S. will have no choice but to go in and kill them." The warning comes a day after U.S. President Trump addressed the ongoing situation in Gaza, focusing on Hamas' search for the remaining deceased hostages and the broader implications of the U.S. brokered peace agreement. Trump's remarks on hostages and the peace deal on Wednesday set the stage for Thursday's warning, linking civilian concerns to possible stronger U.S. action if attacks persist. Police have fired tear gas and used grenades and batons to disperse protesters gathered outside Bangladesh National Parliament complex to express dissatisfaction with the interim government's new political charter. According to Al Jazeera, Bangladesh major political parties signed a democratic reform charter on Friday ahead of next year's elections. However, celebrations were subdued as one party refused to sign and clashes erupted in the capital, overshadowing the government led by Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus. The charter was drafted more than a year after Gen Z demonstrations that led to the former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's removal. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki briefs heads of diplomatic missions and ambassadors in Nepal on country's latest situation. Prime Minister says government's full focus is on conducting free and fair elections. CPN-UML decides to hold its 11th General Convention in Pokhara between December 13 and 15. Ministry of Communication and Information Technology holds discussions with Gen Z youth representatives on good governance, digital transformation and youth engagement. Undefeated Nepal clinches ICC T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier title, defeats Somao by 124 runs, and Donald Trump warns US may go in and kill Hamas if attacks continue. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.